Don't my cows run out.
Where did you used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Well, we wanted to keep it, I tell you, but my mother did. She would put it in something and set it down in the well to keep it cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that make it last long. And I have seen them put milk, you know,
mm-hmm.
put in a jug and on the hem of the jug, tie a long string and let it go down.
Mm-hmm. What about turnips or sweet potatoes in the winter? How would you keep them?
Well, if the frost comes, they always gather the potatoes before the frost comes. Some of them could get to it. Sometimes the frost would come so early they couldn't get to it. But as soon as the frost comes, they pile them up and they put them in a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And put straw over them.
Mm-hmm.
And keep them safe.
And say if there was a farm now where people had a lot of cows and milked the cows and sold the milk and butter. You'd call that a...
Well, in the summertime, they couldn't mold it out, but in the wintertime, you could mold the butt out if they had more than they needed and sell it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you call on those big farms now where they had a lot of milk cows?
Dairies. They call them mm-hmm. dairies, huh?
Did you ever hear dairy used to mean anything besides one of those big farms?
I haven't.
And, say if you had sweet potatoes planted, you'd say you planted a, what a sweet potatoes?
A plant?
Well,
a doll, some of them call you. Tell me you're setting out potatoes.
Well, you set out potatoes in the potato, what?
Patch there called okay. a potato patch.
What's the difference between a patch and a field?
Well, that's a patch you don't have very many, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not a large place. You just have a patch.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big field. It's just a patch, just like a patch of turnips here.
Mm-hmm.
Like a patch of potatoes. Sometimes you don't have to plant, but there's five or six rows of potatoes to have all the potatoes you need.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else besides a patch and a field?
No, I don't know anything else. A little patch in the field.
And, did you ever do any work with cotton?
I have picked cotton, whole cotton, chopped cotton.
Mm-hmm. What, when you chop cotton, what sort of grass are you trying to get out?
When you chop cotton, you're thinning out the cotton
uh-huh.
and getting the grass.
What kind of grass is it that you don't?
It's a crabgrass, parsley, and weed. Mm-hmm.
Pus?
Parsley and crabgrass.
What's parsley?
Parsley is just a little weed grow up with a little white flower on it.
Uh-huh.
And it grows up large, but you can cut it out the cotton by small. Yeah, I saw some up there in the field yesterday.
What sort of fences did people used to have?
Rail fence. Out of wood.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Were there any different kinds of rail fences?
It wasn't a different.
Was there different ways of making rail fences, or did they all look the same?
No, they have rail splitting and split the rails, and then they build the fence. You
uh-huh.
know, rig rack fence.
Out the what?
Rig rack fence. The rail go around that way, doesn't go back that way, come back that way. And before we start the farming, we have to go and quiet all the rail. A rail fence,
uh-huh.
you know, keep the weed cut out.
You call that a rick?
Rail fence, rail.
You said
made
rick?
Rick rack? Rick rack, uh-huh, that's a bit.
What do you mean rick rack?
Well, that's where the fence was made, rick rack.
You mean goes in and out?
Mm-hmm, go out, go in and out. Like come down here and then go back down and then come out.
Uh-huh.
Until they get up high enough where no cows and nothing wouldn't jump over in the field and destroy the crop.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that fence, they begin to get a wire fence, you know.
What kinds of wire fences?
Just a shell steel wire. That's what I call the steel wire.